Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Remember back in the day when we were kids and you were taught to respect the truck drivers? I don't know where that's gone, man. You don't just rip a telephone pole down in Nori and drive away. You know what I mean? What were you thinking? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Can I roar? Can I roar? Allow me to roar like a lion. I told you I can do it. Actually, that's your cue to run to the phone right now. Even if you're in bed, just reach for the phone. Okay? We'll take caller 9 to qualify to win in the Selins Grove Ford Penn State Ticket Blitz. This weekend, another home game for the Nittany Lions. They are actually playing someone who's half decent. Hey, yeah. It's called Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so a rival.
Yep, they'll be playing the Steelers this Saturday.
That's what the Steelers look like.
That was totally wrong. I'm sorry. Get to the phone, 1-800-326-94KX, and qualify for the Penn State Pitt tickets. We'll be giving away Friday morning right here. 94KX, this is caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line. Woo!
Awesome!
Who's this?
My name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Millersburg.
All right. You realize I was just kidding when I said Penn State is playing the Steelers this weekend.
Yes.
You kind of wonder who would win, though. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Anyway, Penn State will be playing the Pitt Panthers this weekend in Happy Valley, and you're now qualified for the tickets. We'll find out who the winner is Friday morning. Okay, Andrea?
Yes, that is awesome.
Hey, thanks for listening this morning. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
Oh, this is good news. Kevin Hart has reportedly entered physical therapy and is taking baby steps to a full recovery. Right? Or as Kevin calls them, steps. Short jokes. I'll do them all day.
Apple was caught breaking a Chinese labor law to build its latest iPhone. People in China were shocked. They were like, wait, we have labor laws?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, the local Bad Boys. Remember the Badleys? I certainly do. The first time around, they were living here in the basement, eating dry cereal on the morning show. That was years and years and years ago. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the toys we played with years and years ago that we still can. But first, let's address this hot mess that's called Northumberland.
Oh, geez.
I mean, okay. So
they're trying. They're trying, but they're just failing miserably.
I'm hoping to have more details later on this, because this is mysterious.
The fire police
Rob
are
Center, his sports center was, like, he didn't have any electricity this morning.
Nope.
There was a tractor trailer with a snap telephone pole.
Yep.
The guy turned his lights out and just let the truck sit there for a while. And then after a while, I guess he realized, you know what, I'm just getting out of here. There's no cops in town. I just fire up the truck and leave. He snapped a telephone pole with a traffic light attached to it.
I wonder.
Ay, ay, ay.
Here's the thing. You can't, like, now when you come across the bridge and you have to make the right, you can't go straight now across 11.
There's a huge hole right there
gigantic hole.
Where an intersection used to be.
So now you have to go down, but then they have these poor fire police are out in their lime green and they're trying to direct traffic.
It ain't working.
No, it's not.
It's a mess. It's just a mess.
I feel like this is just shades of what's to come. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't have this wrapped up and finished by Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we're all in trouble.
There will be no Thanksgiving.
There will be no Christmas.
There will be no Christmas in
North... I was about to say, that would be the major
issue. The Grinch who stole Northumberland.
No Christmas in Northumberland.
That's an after-school special right there.
So here's
what I'm doing today. I'm on Duke Street, and I'm behind 3 tractor trailers. That silly light at 3rd Street, I know what they're trying to do there.
It doesn't work.
It turns green, and by the time these 3 tractor trailers in front of me put it into first gear, it's red again. So I'm sitting there for about 8 minutes at a traffic light with no traffic, and then I get up to Water and Duke, where you take the right to go over the bridge. One of the 3 tractor trailers in front of me made a U-turn.
What
There's something you're not supposed to see.
No way, really?
How is that even humanly possible?
By Suncom?
Yes.
What?
He put on his 4-ways, stopped all the traffic around him, including me. I'm like, did he just break down?
What are you doing?
And then he takes a hard right, and then he cuts it left and swings all the way around and starts back up Duke Street.
He just got out there and stopped traffic.
Yeah. It was...
Like a random dude just stopped traffic.
Yes. And again, so we got
not
a guy.
Even angry. I'm impressed.
I am impressed. Actually, this makes sense because my wife told me on her way to work yesterday in Lewisburg going the opposite direction.
Okay.
She said that traffic on 147 South was backed up all the way to 16th Street.
Yes. It happens
so
every day.
That makes sense.
And so I don't know.
I am impressed.
That is impressive.
He pulled a Yui.
Yeah.
By Suncom.
Yeah.
Well, he probably couldn't fit underneath the...
Well, maybe. Maybe that was it. Maybe he couldn't fit under that. But maybe he realized, wait a minute, I can't...
Stephen Murphy's upset
with this.
Murphy's upset. About this
as
whole
he
thing.
Should be. I'll give him a pass for this, actually.
So you got a truck. You got a truck on Orange snapping off the traffic light, and then you got a guy on Duke Street that's not paying attention to the traffic light.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Northumberland is just one big hot mess right now.
I don't even know whose fault it is. I don't even know what to say anymore.
News is next. How about if we just say that?
That's fine. That's
fine. Let's do that.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tainted Love and coming soon. Tainted Hate and Tainted Despair. All on the way from Hasbro.
Wait, what? Hold on. You lost me. Tainted Hate.
Tainted Love. Tainted Hate. Tainted Despair.
Are we going to do all of the seven sins? Tainted Envy, Tainted Greed,
Sloth.
Tainted Sloth.
Tainted Gluttony.
Tainted Gluttony.
Is this a Halloween line of toys
or
something?
Like
what's happening?
The Seven Monkeys with Brad Pitt, but like weirder?
That was a cool movie.
No, I didn't like that movie.
You just combined like four different movies.
I know.
Here are the 10 toys that both parents and kids played with growing up. Now, I gave you a few minutes to think about it. What was that toy that Len Dog really went crazy over? Or Anita? They would be Laura's parents, by the way. you know, because there are toys that are popular with children and parents. The number one toy, Play-Doh.
Play-Doh's pretty awesome. Yeah.
You remember Play-Doh?
Delicious.
I still like Play-Doh. Listen, I have young nephews. I still play with Play-Doh.
So they still make Play-Doh. That was my next question.
Oh, yeah.
Because Play-Doh's been around for a long time.
I sent for Christmas to Florida to my nephews the poop emoji Play-Doh set. It went over big.
Poop Play-Doh.
Poop is funny.
It went over.
Poop. It did. That's it awful. Went over That's big.
Just... Poop is always funny, and Play-Doh is always cool.
Play-Doh.
So.
They love it. That's because they can do so much with it.
You're the Play-Doh boy.
Right. Kids love to squish it and squash it and roll it. But most of all, kids like Play-Doh because they can make anything they imagine.
I remember you.
I remember you, too.
And that commercial's like pretty much
says it. I remember you, too.
But Play-Doh's been around since like the early 60s or whatever.
I used to like the Play-Doh haircut one.
Okay.
Where you would like squish it up through the holes in the guy's head and then you
like
give him a haircut.
It's like a chia and then you cut the
but
hair.
But then it would
the
dry hair. In there, though.
It would. And get
and
stuck.
And muck up the holes. It would
the
be awful.
The fun factory Play-Doh thing? Mm-hmm. Or yeah, that got stuck and clogged and everything.
We had so much Play-Doh ground into the carpet that was kind of just like rolled out on the basement floor. Our basement wasn't finished.
Okay.
It was like just concrete.
So it just became part of the concrete after a while.
Pretty much.
Yeah. See, that's what happened. And then my dad, you know, like you'd get it on Christmas Day. Oh, I got the Play-Doh thing. And then the day after Christmas, my dad would be like, throw it the heck out.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's all disgusting.
Because you leave the lid off and it would just dry.
You don't
want to
do that.
No.
The number two
colors.
Toy. The number two toy that mom, dad, and the kids love to play with.
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's such fun to do and so easy. Take any fruit or vegetable. Just stick in eyes, then ears,
what?
And then the mouth.
Oh.
You can make the funniest looking people in the whole world.
Yes, you can.
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head come in $1 and $2 sizes.
$1 and $2 sizes. However, Mr. Potato Head kind of resurged because of the Toy Story movie. Mm-hmm. So there you have it. So did you have a Mr. Potato Head?
Yes, and a Mrs. Potato Head. I also had a Dr. Drill and Fill, which I'm serious, which was a Play-Doh.
Wait.
I'm serious.
Wait, that was my nickname in college. I don't know. What is a Dr. Drill and Fill?
You made Play-Doh teeth. And you would like you were like a dentist.
Okay, sure.
But I'm serious.
But I mean, the possibilities are endless with that
with
name.
With Dr. Drill and Phil?
Oh,
Dr.
my goodness Drill. Gracious.
Okay, Dr. Drill
Isn't
and Phil.
Isn't that awesome?
That is amazing.
not on the list. Not on the list for toys that were played
oh,
with.
Oh, that's a shame.
Continuing down the list, Troll dolls. They'll be around forever. Here's one for you, My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
Now,
my
I remember you. Puzzles.
Do, 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 do,
a toy phone. Here's one. Bop it.
Oh, oh I had a bop it. I
bop it. Flip it. Rub it down. Oh! Isn't that a song?
Yes. Yes,
building
it is.
Blocks. And finally on the list, bicycles. Bicycle's not a toy. Come on now. It's an exercise piece of equipment.
Do you know what's fun, though? I used to pimp out my bike with those click-clack things that you would stick in the wheels and streamers on the handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
My bike was pretty cool.
It beats your Bop It.
We would race.
Did you have
it
streamers?
Does beat my Bop It.
Well, beat my Bop It.
Did
it's
you have
Tom
streamers?
And Laura
Bop It right now.
This has gone nowhere. We apologize. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. A check on sports, a check on AccuWeather, a check on the hot mess that is Northumberland. And so now Front and Orange is closed, you say?
Correct, yes. Yeah. So Front and Orange Street is now closed, that intersection there. Traffic is being detoured by Hanover and Water Streets.
Okay, I guess we could do that.
There were some reports of power outages. PPL never really confirmed. Authorities never really confirmed. But apparently
Sports Center says no electricity.
Because he lives in Northumberland, so... Apparently the power's back on there, but traffic's going to be a hot, hot mess.
He just showed us a picture out front of his house.
Mm-hmm.
People of Northumberland, I feel sorry for you.
Yes,
I feel so bad. This is a cluster of epic proportions.
Yes, it is.
And I would love to know, and I get it. They were like, oh, well, the money's in the budget. And da, da, da.
So let's do it all at once.
Let's do it all at once. Whoever decided that they needed to fix gas lines and water lines and roadways and like all of the things plus a railroad crossing and the underpass all at once is clinically insane.
It is. We'll update you throughout the morning. Stay with us. This is live radio.
Do you know what?
And we could report on it.
Guess what's going to happen today? They're going to need to clean out the debris from underneath the bridges.
Yeah, they do that on
down.
And paint the lines.
And paint the lines. And then they'll do something in Danville. They'll do something in Danville at that railway crossing, and it's just going to
actually,
be
that'll be coming
ridiculous.
Later this week.
Great.
In Riverside.
Really?
Great.
News is next. Time to get your mind blown, my friends.
All right, today's a good one, and because of all of the detours...
Oh, no, we're still doing
this. ...in Northumberland, I figured it would focus around the car.
Okay.
So...
Our morning mind bender is...
76% of people do this in the car every day, and it can be a little bit embarrassing.
Oh... 76%.
76%. That's a lot of people do this in the car every single day, and it can be a little bit embarrassing if you're caught.
First correct answer wins.
That's right. So be caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX. Who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Hey, good morning. It's Mike.
Hi, Mike. 76% of us do this in the car, and it's not pick your nose or put your makeup on, but it can still be embarrassing.
What is it?
Singing in the car.
There you go. Singing along with the radio. Congratulations, Mike. You are qualified to have your man cave made over.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
U.S. News and World Report has released its annual ranking of America's best universities, with Princeton coming in first. And when they heard the news, Princeton students partied deep into the afternoon.
The feds want Felicity Huffman to do a month in prison for her involvement in the college admissions scandal. Huffman responded by saying, how about 50 grand? We forget the whole thing, huh?
And guess whose birthday it is today?
Whose birthday?
Well, we'd like to do the musical birthdays before we do the birthday buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I think, oops, I lost it.
Oh.
How's it? Oh. Oh, wait, there it is.
Okay.
You'll know it as soon as I hit it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Go ahead. Sure.
Not the guy that's going to sing.
No. The guitarist.
Joe Perry from Aerosmith. 69 years old today.
How about that?
How about that? The dude's older than me. And he's still rocking.
He's older than you by 10 full years.
Or nine. No, he's 69. Yeah, you are right. Joe Perry.
Say.
You know, when you get as old as I am,
roughly,
you do a lot of weird things. Like you forget your age, you forget your name, and sometimes, depending on if you're standing too close to the microwave, it's an old vacation joke. Stand next to the microwave, I pee myself and forget what my name is. Never mind.
Okay, Clark.
Happy birthday. Yeah, there you go. Happy birthday to Joe Perry, 69 years old from Aerosmith. Now on to the local.
Now, when we have guests in studio, I know, we love to have them participate.
So we have one guest in the studio. We'll talk to her in a bit, but she's going to introduce Tom and Laura's birthday buddies.
With gusto. I can sense it.
With gusto.
Are you ready, Melissa?
So now it's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies!
Yes! Yeah.
That's a home run right there.
Knocked it out of the park.
That's a home run. Happy birthday to Allison Tomko, who is 44 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Nikki Milligan from Shemokin Dam, 51 today.
Kiana Brubaker, 19 today. Happy birthday.
Amy Ward from Mifflinburg is 32. Didn't she have that knock, knock, knock on wood hit back in the 80s?
I think so.
Amy Ward, 32 today.
Sherry Santer from Shemokin is 34.
And on the text club, Little Malachi, there's a name for you.
That's a great name.
Biblical. Malachi is 11 years old. Now, I'm imagining his last name is Snyder because the sender of the text message was his mom.
Yes, he is a fifth grader at Sealands Grove, and he wanted to hear his name on the radio. So happy birthday, Malachi.
Happy birthday, Malachi. Hey, everybody has a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us 49330 like Malachi's mom did. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Oh man, the Dickinson Library knows how to bring it.
That's because they can't talk during the day.
That's true.
Nice job.
Every weekday morning on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning.
We're having so much fun.
You know, this person that's about to talk on the radio with us is invited to stop by here every day.
Anytime.
Because you are a joy.
Thank you.
And her name isn't Joy. It's Melissa from the Dagenstein Library. Yes. And we have a big event coming up.
We do.
Mm-hmm. It's actually okay. So I'm very excited about this, Melissa, because it's something that you're doing for the first time. And that's always scary and exciting. All at once.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a Fifth Street Food Fest.
Fifth Street Food Fest. I love that.
Say that five times fast. Fifth Street in Sunbury.
So
what is that? Because, of course, off air, I'm asking you all kinds of questions like, well, does it support a cause? Does it do this? Does it do that? And you were kind of like, hold on, no. And then we were talking about how you want to create an art corridor.
Right.
It's cool stuff. Talk all about it,
right.
please.
Okay, so from Market Street to Chestnut Street in Sunbury, we are going to close off that road to car traffic and actually have food vendors and live performances along that road.
So cool.
So we feel like we're strategically placed to be the arts corridor. We have the Albright Center at the one end. Mm-hmm. We have the YMCA Arts Center in the middle with us. And then we also have Zion Lutheran. So this is going to be a whole, you can stroll up and down the street. You can buy food from all these different vendors. And then you can see live performances and some really neat live performances like the African drum.
Oh, wow.
And the Japanese taiko drum. So this is really neat stuff that's not always in Sunbury.
So. Exactly.
So it's a multicultural celebration, if you will.
Yes.
For the first time ever. But wouldn't it be cool years from now if Fifth Street was never open to traffic and it was like an art block? Wouldn't that be cool?
Isn't that? That's my vision.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it would be tough to close it down because like that, you know, it would be tough to close it down fully. But
why? All of Northumberland is closed down.
Actually, you make an excellent point, Tom. That's a really great point. Right now, you cannot drive anywhere in Northumberland. Yeah, you might as well bike, walk, or use your horse. what about murals, though? I could just picture sort of beautifying that whole corridor like you talked about and celebrating the diversity that is coming to Sunbury and just making it joyful.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, we had the city park next to the library, putting in some major sculptures there.
Awesome.
I mean, and then having banners stream across the street. But this all takes time. And we got to start one little step at a time.
And what a way to start with this food fest and raise a little money.
And who doesn't love food trucks?
I know.
I do. I love me a good food truck.
I'm thinking about buying one, actually. And just driving around, not selling any of it, just eating and driving.
No. Let's do Tom and Laura in the morning. And then when we're done, we'll have Tom and Laura's food truck.
Okay.
It'll be like TNL's something. What kind of food are we going to sell?
You could do your Try It Tuesdays. You could drive around and do like on location Try It Tuesday.
Listen to Melissa. She could be our consultant.
She really should be. Okay. All right. We're going to make this happen. So it is this Friday.
It is
begins
this Friday.
At 5 p.m.
Yep.
And there's a pretty... it's actually pretty neat because Shikellamy and Sealands Grove play one another.
Yes. In high school football, yes. So there you go.
Yes. On the way to the game, stop by, get your food, hear a little live music, enjoy yourself, stroll up and down Fish Street. We'd love to have you.
And then it's off to Walnut Street to the game. Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
Very good. Like, we're going to link up so they get all the information.
Right? Yes. So make sure that you like and follow the Degenstein Community Library on Facebook. But I'm going to share the link right now on the 94KX Facebook page. Get all of the details. Thank you so much for
coming
in.
You're welcome. I love it.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is on the way next. Still to come. Two VIP passes to Spyglass. We'll talk about that.
All right. We have to talk about this.
What are we going to talk about?
No.
So we talked about the detour in Northumberland.
Yeah, yes. And it's a hot mess.
And I may or may not have put something up on social media.
You did. And it's okay.
I posted a detour sign because I wanted our listeners to know that
there's a detour for the detour.
That Front Street and Orange Street are now closed. There's a detour for the detour. You need to use Water Street and Hanover.
Yep.
And then I kind of said, may the odds ever be in your favor. Like, people are sharing it. They're commenting.
Okay.
Oh,
and
no.
What are they saying, Mike?
Or do we want to know what they're saying?
Just give their first name and what they're saying.
Okay. So the thing is, some people are getting all sarcastic and being like, sweet, with the eye roll.
And that's
like,
fine.
And that's fine.
Yeah, that's perfectly acceptable.
Other people are going off.
All right.
And
let's hear one. It'll be like the WKOK Facebook page. Which is nothing but nasty people saying nasty things.
It's very true. No, seriously.
So
basically a couple of people are like, great, sweet, OMG. But then other people are like, no, seriously, when is this going to be over? And the thing is I'm not even angry at these. I agree with them.
Right.
Like these comments are... And I agree. So Deb says, and I quote, they should be working day and night to get the dang construction done.
The dang construction. Yes.
It's getting old. If there would be a disaster right now, how the heck would they get to the disaster?
You are correct.
She has a point.
Yes.
So with all of this ridiculousness, and every day it becomes more and more ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I just think about school buses, fire trucks, ambulance, first responders. If there was a true emergency
in Norrie, it would be a mess.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And then a few days ago, we talked about the fact that we don't condone road rage or anything like that. But when people finally get out of Norrie and they cross the Barry King Bridge, they like throttle it. And that's why we're having accidents between Northumberland and Shamokin Dam.
Yep.
It's a mess.
Deb has a point. They should be working morning, noon, and night. Get those big portable stadium lights that you see and put those up and get the job done, people.
But then it costs more. And then we have to pay guys time and a half, and it becomes a cost issue.
Except if you shorten the timeline during which the construction would happen, wouldn't it equal out? Seriously.
This is
because
what I
instead
would think,
of going to November, if all of a sudden it was finished a month early by the end of October, even though you're paying time and a half, less hours worked equals less money spent.
You should run for office.
No. No.
News is next.
Ask the expert.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. Boy, are you lucky you're not us. Because
Now,
this stuff, it looks like a pumpkin pie, actually. I shouldn't make fun of it. But it's got kind of a weird consistency to it.
It looks like a pumpkin pie with bird seed.
Chia. Tell you what. But this...
If Beth and Catherine are listening right now...
I love them.
I know you do, so let's not...
I just question if you followed the recipe. Laura's known to sneak little extra things in. If you ruin the Healthy Bites recipe, I'm going to be angry at you.
The only thing I added was a little bit of vanilla extract.
Oh, okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
It needed a dash. Not that I'm saying that the recipe wasn't great.
I know, but you like to, what do you call it?
I like to zhuzh it up.
And sometimes zhuzhing isn't a good thing.
I also cut the sugar in half.
So help me,
of
if there's kale
did.
In there, if
there's
you put
no
kale in there.
There's no kale.
Spinach?
Seed? Nothing?
There might be some seeds.
Oh, boy.
Called chia seeds.
Chia.
There you go.
Chia seeds.
Let's get Beth on the phone and Catherine.
We should. Beth and Catherine were in last week. They gave us the newest issue of the Healthy Bites magazine from Wise Markets.
Okay, and intern Nick.
He just walked in with it. Thank you, Nick.
He has this whole catalog memorized.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
It's on the last page.
Yes.
And I did
look
lose
at this.
I did lose my mind a little bit.
Yeah, look at this. It looks delicious in the Healthy Bites magazine. Yours?
I wasn't going to bring in ramekins. And like, I mixed it all together.
Nick, take a look at that. Doesn't that look delicious? Healthy Bites magazine. Delicious.
I don't know what it is, but it looks delicious.
Now, look at Laura's. That's what...
Laura's does not look
great. Smell it.
Oh, there's the second thing.
It smells like pumpkin pie.
It does smell like pumpkin pie. I'll give you that.
Something looks
but
a
looks,
little...
Looks and smells can be deceiving.
Okay. You're giving me your mad face. Why are you giving me your mad face?
Because I didn't dish it up all nice and pretty. I had to bring it in a to-go container from my house at 4:30 this morning.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have the yogurt that goes on top of it, too?
No, the yogurt's in it. You mix it in it.
Oh. Okay.
Not in said picture here. Not in said picture here.
All right. So we are trying pumpkin pie chia pudding. It's delicious. I had some last night. My husband had some last night for dessert to test it out. It was fantastic.
Your husband's no intern, Nick. That's all I'm saying. anyway, so we're going to go Facebook Live eating this.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And then I will share the recipe in the comments after the fact.
Your zhuzhed up recipe Market recipe?
I will share the Wise Markets recipe, and then I will put a little asterisk that says...
What you did.
I added a little bit of, now I didn't use real vanilla extract because that contains alcohol. So I used imitation vanilla extract.
Okay.
Well, because if you don't cook it down, like then there's a tiny bit of alcohol in whatever you're serving.
Yeah,
so
right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I make my own vanilla extract and you use vodka. I'm serious.
Oh, no, you are right about that.
Yes.
Yes.
So I used imitation vanilla. I added just the tiniest half teaspoon of imitation vanilla to give it a little richer flavor.
Zhuzh.
I zhuzhed it.
Facebook Live coming up on a Try It Tuesday. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning news coming up next. A check on sports and a check on weather. I think we should clink some glasses. And not just clink glasses because we survived another Try It Tuesday here on the show. But clink glasses because Get the Lead Out is coming to the backyard concert series at Spyglass, and we've got the tickets for you. There's the clinking glasses. So what does that guy say?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller 4 at 1-800-326-94KX, just like the man said. Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
A 73-year-old woman in India is now believed to be the oldest person to ever give birth after having twins this weekend via C-section. The woman is doing fine, but she's definitely going to wait a few years before trying for more kids.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, winding down. All right, you got to promise you're not going to sing.
Oh, I don't know.
You got to promise. Please.
Okay.
Bucknell's home opener coming up this weekend against Villanova. We've got family four packs all day long. Just say it. Don't sing it.
Can't believe that you just did that to me.
I don't know. It's like people are trying to work. They're listening to us at work. Don't even clap your hands. Don't even clap. Just say that.
Ray Bucknell.
See, now there's no enthusiasm there. None at all. All day long, we've got family four packs to see Bucknell play their home opener.
Ray Bucknell.
Why did I know she was going to do that?
And the blue.
So anyway,
Ray.
Your chance to win coming up later on this morning, 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and the only song you'll ever hear using the words Minnesota Vikings. There it is.
Yeah, it's a violation.
That song's great.
Can't we squeeze in Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah,
we could. Can on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Then maybe I'll actually like that song.
New man on the Philadelphia Eagles.
See, there
New
you go.
New dude on the Why Pittsburgh does it have to be? Steelers.
Back in the old days of radio, they would make different versions.
Tom
that.
Brady headed to retirement.
I like that.
That's what I was hoping Sunday night, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, how you holding up this morning?
We're fine. It was only week one. We're good.
Yeah.
See, good. Sean good. Carey has the right attitude. You do not get overly upset at game one.
Hey, Sean Carey does not get overly upset over anything.
No, he doesn't.
Brady has passed for 2,100 yards, 21 touchdowns, zero interceptions in six games in Foxborough versus the Steelers.
There's a stat.
It is what it is.
Stat man, ladies and gentlemen.
They just don't play well in New England.
Good stuff, good stuff.
On to Seattle.
There you go.
Sean, do you want to try some pumpkin pie chia pudding?
Chia pudding?
Yes.
Chia.
I have a bird feeder out by my back.
Rude.
And there it is. Sean Carey with the 3-point shot.
That's not being rude. It'll be put to good use.
Fine.
Have a good day, everybody.
Happy Try Tuesday.
Bye.